Ready and racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Hi everyone, welcome to the very first episode of the Dogcast, Greyhound Racing SA's first ever podcast for the South Australian greyhound racing industry. My name is Diane Domenovic, I'm the Marketing and Communications Manager for GRSA and I'll be the host for today. I'm joined in the studio by GRSA's Racing Manager, Mr. Sean Matheson, and race caller Tim Edwards. Welcome guys.
G'day Di, how are you? Very exciting to be here for our first show and a big couple of weeks coming up. I'm really excited about the show today.
Brilliant. Coming up today, in today's Dogcast, we will review the week that was with a look at the upcoming State of Origin race series. We'll have a chat with GRSA Strategic Projects Manager, Mr. Scott Wookatch, about the new Murray Bridge track. And in the lead up to the Adelaide Cup, we will look back at one of our favourite Adelaide Cup wins.
The Week in Review.
Week in Review brought to you by Chase's Restaurant's famous all-you-can-eat buffet. Only $30 every Thursday night at Angle Park, only at the Dogs. Sean, Tim, it was a great night of racing at Angle Park last Thursday night.
Yeah, sure was, Di. We had two feature races, of course, the Cofex Coffee SA Oaks, and of course we had the BGC Industrial Cleaning Supplies SA Derby Final. We had the heats the week before, and it certainly, Sean, for mine, looking in last Thursday, was a really open Oaks final, as well as a Derby final. And look, Ashley Terry, who prepared both winners in the end, had a super night.
Well, she did. She had a fantastic night. Both having a brother and sister win our two feature group three events. I don't think it's ever been done in the history of the Oaks Derby series. She's fantastic and a great advertisement for greyhound racing. A young female, really right behind the greyhound racing. It was a tough exercise for the Dogs. They're both very young and they trialled race in the heats and then race in the final. But as you said, the Oaks was probably one of the more open Oaks that we've ever seen, whereas the Derby, they certainly had some standout dogs in that, and they certainly looked like they can progress. Nervous and Weird in the Derby was just fantastic.
Yeah, certainly was. Let's touch on the Oaks. My American Girl, of course, went really well in the heats and then came out and won the final, led from box number 8, speared across, found the lead. Look, its actual kennel mate, Ash Star, originally found the lead. My American Girl quickly got outside of her and raced away down the back. Look, I guess the interesting dog in the race was Often Imitated. It was the short price favourite. Drew box 1 in the heat. Was very impressive from box 8, but just didn't seem as comfortable in box 1, Sean.
Yeah, it can happen at Angle Park. Box 1, you'd think, would be a real advantage because Angle Park tends to be a leader's track. But sometimes, second, third look at the track, box 1 might... definitely didn't help Often Imitated. No. She is a greyhound on the way up, and she proved that with her devastating heat win. But yeah, didn't suit it. My American Girl, box 8, suited her down to the ground, and she did spear across and was quite impressive.
Yeah, she won in 29.71. For those that didn't catch the time, it was a really quick time, 29.71 there last Thursday night. The Derby, thanks to BGC Industrial Cleaning Supplies, Nervous and Weird, really, really impressive in the heat, and then stepped out and just produced an astonishing win in the Derby final last Thursday, again trained by Ashley Terry. He ran 29.68. Did I see his name in the Adelaide Cup nominations, Sean, off the top of your head?
We're certainly in the markets for it. I think speaking on the dais and after the race, Ashley Terry felt because they're so young and they travelled 3 weeks in a row, the Adelaide Cup is certainly a target, but it'll really depend on how they pull up. So definitely Nervous and Weird in the markets, a strong chance based on his performances. But whether he gets there is probably questionable. Really have to see how they pull up. But it would be exciting to get Nervous and Weird and My American Girl back because they would be shooting for a $25,000 bonus if they can win the Adelaide Cup. So tough ask, but certainly the incentives there from a prize money point of view. The place getters in the race, and we did in the Oaks as well and in the Derby. South Australian performances were fantastic for our SA Dogs to run second and third in both series. Shimmer Breeze and Ellie Candy Boucher in the Oaks, and Smart Knocker and yeah. Springbridge ran fantastic in the Derby for place getters.
Just on Smart Knocker, I bumped into Tracy Price down at Mount Gambier on the weekend. He's going to the Adelaide Cup heats with Smart Knocker, so I spoke to him down there. He was really wrapped with the run behind Nervous and Weird, and as he should be, and the Greyhound is continuing to improve. And I mentioned to him, is an Adelaide Cup heat on the agenda? And that's the way he's going. So, look, that Greyhound's certainly getting better with each run. And as I said, we bumped into him down at Mount Gambier on the weekend. Just on Mount Gambier, Sean, they had the heats of the Country Cup there on the weekend. Two really good races. Hutch, who was first up since June, came out and ran really, really well. He got the job done, ran 29.92, just sat off the speed and got over the top to beat Theo's Thunder and Springvale Alyssa. And the other heat was won by Paraphernalia, Sean, who is going better than he ever has right now for Jeff Guy.
Yep.
He won defeating Blazing Moment and Big Lebowski.
Well, Tim, Paraphernalia, great training effort. Paraphernalia did compete in the Country Cup for Mount Gambier last year. Mm. So to get him back into the Country Cup final, which will be run on Adelaide Cup night, and also Hutch, we saw how quick Hutch went in the Mount Gambier Cup series. A lot of ability, so a great training feat for both of those guys. There was also another heat at Port Augusta where Tarwin Park for Yvonne Maxwell, who had been stepped over the 600, back to the 500s, qualified for the Country Cup, and also Crimson Sally for Don Turner. They'll both be there.
Mm.
There'll be a heat at Strathalbyn coming up this Friday, and there'll be heat at Gawler. So really exciting, a great race for those dogs. Not on the LA Cup path, just below, but fantastic prize money on offer and factoring all the state of South Australia.
Yeah, you touched on Strathalbyn there, Sean. Obviously, they've got their last meeting coming up in October as well. We're only, I think, three meetings away from their last ever meeting there at Strathalbyn, so it's coming around pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They've been a fantastic contributor to greyhound racing over many years. They actually were... they started prior to Angle Park, Strathalbyn did, so back in the early 70s. So sad times, I'm sure, for people. They'll be signed off in a big way with their Strathalbyn Cup on October 21. Exciting times, because we'll be heading to Murray Bridge.
Yeah,
so exciting times.
And we'll be touching on Murray Bridge a bit later on.
Yes.
Adelaide Cup heats. We're only a week away now from the Adelaide Cup heats. Of course, not this Thursday, but next Thursday we'll be running of the Adelaide Cup heats. And the final this year, of course, on a Friday. It's been really successful on a Friday since we've been doing it on the Friday nights, Sean. The 12th of October. It's coming around really quick, and really looking forward to it. And hopefully we can get some nice weather too.
Yeah, Tim. Definitely the weather's a factor. It'll be daylight saving, so it'll be great to get the families out there, see some fantastic greyhound racing. Over the next few weeks, we're going to see some terrific dogs on the path, both locally and from interstate. We'll touch on our match race series, which is happening on Thursday night. However, Adelaide Cup, we've seen some dogs trial. There could be some big names that appear in the Adelaide Cup. Again, it just depends on whether they get there on their grand final, I suppose, Adelaide Cup. But it's always a great night. A lot of good dogs win the Adelaide Cup, so I see no reason why we won't have a fantastic field, and it'll be a fantastic night, as you mentioned, on a Friday night.
Yeah, it certainly will be. It's coming around really quickly on the 12th of October. You touched on some good dogs that'll be competing in the Adelaide Cup. Run of the month went to Honcho Minnelli, Sean. Really good performance by Honcho.
Yeah, he's been a dominant dog over a number of months now in South Australia. Not debatably, he probably is the best dog, best sprinter in South Australia. 29.42 performance in a heat of the National Sprint SA final. He's a fantastic sprinter, and exciting times, I'm sure, for Tony Rasmussen, who's been dominating the local scene. But yeah, he's gone super. And also, Canley Kenny was the Greyhound of the Month as well, pretty much based on winning the sprint final and then running fantastically third in the Group 1 in Melbourne.
Yeah, he was devastating in the heat and the final win, basically, here in South Australia of the Nationals. And he represented South Australia particularly well, running third in that final, and did a fantastic job. And two worthy recipients there, Honcho Minnelli with the Run of the Month and the Greyhound of the Month going to Canley Kenny. So big week and big weeks ahead in greyhound racing in South Australia, Sean and Di.
Faster than a speeding chew toy. More powerful than a hungry beagle. Able to leap tall kennels in a single bound.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a super greyhound. Watch them fly at the 2018 Greyhound Racing Adelaide Cup, where the cash and prizes can be yours for the taking. Friday, October 12 at Angle Park. Gates open at 5:30, racing from 6:20. Gold coin entry with a superhero theme for the kiddos. Visit grsa.com.au. Only at the Dogs.
Gamble responsibly.
The Preview.
The Preview is brought to you by SA Greyhound Tips Twitter feed. Free tips for SA Metro Greyhound meetings. Search at the Dogs SA on Twitter and get on board. As always, gamble responsibly.
Well, Tim, it's going to be exciting on this Thursday night. State of Origin, SA versus Victoria. Probably capturing a little bit of the AFL flavour. Unfortunately, no SA teams in the grand final this year. It'd be more Victoria versus WA, actually. But our match race series, first one we've had in SA, is going to kick off on Thursday night. It's going to be fantastic, and I'm pretty happy with the field that we've been able to attract.
Yeah, this is really interesting. It's a wonderful program there Thursday night. I had a good look through the fields last night. There's 11 races on the card. The race you're talking about there, Sean, is the UBET State of Origin match races. Now, for those people who don't understand how this works, it's basically a two-dog race, and the quickest time of that particular race goes through, of course, to the next race. So basically, box one v box two, Sean, box three v box four, box five v box six, and box seven versus box eight. Now, we have four races. The quickest time is the overall winner, no doubt.
Yeah, the quickest time's the overall winner. Both UBET and the TAB are doing a fantastic job, going to be promoting it from a wagering point of view, so get on board with that. But yeah, head-to-head match racing, so they'll be head-to-head, and then the overall will be determined based on their winning times. Each match will be an SA versus Victoria.
Yep.
And so really, really good. And we're going to have some interesting footage, so hopefully we're going to get some inside the box vision prior to the start of the race. So it'll bring viewers closer than ever to greyhound racing. We're very excited about it. And the match racing aspect with only two dogs in the race really allows us to create a little bit more atmosphere around it.
If I was a betting man, Sean, South Australia's got a wonderful chance to win this series because the four dogs we've got representing South Australia, Honcho, Manelli, Nations, Springbridge and Kenley Jet, they're all very, very good dogs. And they're all probably very similar in the fact that they're not quick beginners, Sean, but they are very, very powerful on the way home. So the fact that they'll only be chasing one other dog in the race is significant to our chances because there's no interference coming their way. You wouldn't thought anyway in a field of two. And I don't think all four representatives from South Australia have got wonderful chances of winning each of their heats.
Yeah, absolutely. Honcho Manelli, again, looks to be suited by a two-dog race. He's taken on Degani, who's a very, very good performed dog in Victoria. But Honcho Manelli just wants to get to the outside. He can just sit off him and he can run brilliant run home times. Bernardo, the Victorian dog, he's up against Nations. He's a very, very good dog, Bernardo. He can't be taken lightly. Nations will have his job ahead, but again, suited by the two dog aspect. He's very powerful. He can run home. He could even lead. So plenty of opportunity for the SA dogs here. Springbridge, we saw him through the Derby series. He takes on St. David, who's a very interesting runner from Victoria. He hasn't raced for close to 6 months. He's on the Adelaide Cup path. He ran over 700 metres in about his third or fourth start and was one of the favourites behind Rip and Sam. So a dog with plenty of ability, group performed. That's going to be a really interesting match. And then the final match will be Kenley Jet, debatably our best stayer in South Australia. He runs brilliant sectionals early in races. We know he's a 29-4 dog through the Anniversary Cup series back in April.
Yes.
So he takes on Dr. Minnow from Victoria. He's a good chance there. Again, they're just going to be suited by the format, I think, and that's the real interesting aspect. Unfortunately, the likes of real speedsters like Fabwick and Canley Kenny, who can go real quick first sectionals, weren't ready for this series. So hopefully we'll see them in the Adelaide Cup. But our dogs look to be really suited by the format, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a wonderful format. It starts basically the first of three massive weeks at Angle Park over the next 3 weeks with the Adelaide Cup heats the week after. Just on Thursday night's program, Sean, some really interesting runners coming here to South Australia for the first time. Tony Rasmussen, we know how well he can get a interstate runner here to South Australia and improve them. And there's a few of these Manelli dogs that are starting to arrive. Race 5, we see Skytha Manelli for the first time. I think some of these Manelli dogs are big watchers there on Thursday night because they're improving for Tony and they're underestimated because they come with Western Australian form that probably is not going as well as they probably can. But Tony, as I said before, gets them to go better here in South Australia. So a couple of big watchers. What did you have your eye on there Thursday night?
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. There's also some kennels from interstate who've made the trip across the border, the Galea Kennel and Exeri, all on the Adelaide Cup path, I would assume. They just want to give their dogs a look at the track. I definitely think obviously our match race series is outstanding, but our other open class grade race on the program is some of those dogs who are on the way up, the likes of Menzali, who we've seen, Pure Ability, Lonely Cowboy back from injury, and Master Chaos are all in that race. They're exciting types who knows, in a few weeks' time, we could be talking about them as our Adelaide Cup potentials as making the final. So, you know, a lot of good racing expected. It's going to be a nice night. To highlight some of the racing, though, Tim, on the night, we've got a lot of promotion, obviously, around the SA State of Origin for UBET, but also there's the Farmers Fundraiser, which is a fantastic national initiative in support of the farmers nationwide. And so if the five dog can win, there's going to be money donated to this fantastic fundraiser for the yellow dogs, a buyer bail. So on Thursday night, across Hobart, Mandurah, Albion Park, Sandown Park, Albion Park and Dapto, any of the dog fives that win, the yellow dog, there'll be a donation to this fantastic cause to assist the farmers across Australia. And they're in desperate need of some rain. So we think it's a fantastic initiative to get behind those guys.
Yeah, well, Box 5 is represented in most races there on Thursday night with some good chances there, particularly in the last. Dinah Lanay looks a good chance from box number 5. As far as bets are concerned for Thursday night, Sean, looks a tough program with all these Victorians coming over, but I'm not sure about yourself. But I think in race number 10, the small field, I know this great Hound's probably going to be, you know, maybe third or fourth pick in the market, but Fly Right, she's had the four runs back now, and she strikes a race that she's getting Hokanui, who probably isn't going as well as he probably can, Mr. Rajay, who's hot and cold, and then, of course, Born Billy and Harbour Master, which are a bit slow early. So I reckon she can nearly find the front Thursday night, and if she finds the front, she might be hard to catch.
Yeah, definitely strikes a race that's a winnable race for her. It's a Masters race, so these dogs have had excellent careers for their connections. But she's a leader. And we found she's led in probably better quality company. And the slightly better ones have just ran past her. Mm. So definitely small field. She looks the leader and definitely is a big chance there. One of the many open races that we have on the program. I mean, I would be tipping in the match race, the 5, the Spring Bridge. I think he's suited by the format. Overall, I think he's going to go fantastically well. I do think, like you, in race 7, number 3, Zinnia Minnelli dogs.
Yep. Yeah, it was down to run last Thursday, but they scratched Zinnia Minnelli, so it's going around this Thursday.
I'd definitely be a big watch on that. Again, it's a race, a very, very winnable race for that greyhound. And I do like in race 1, number 1, Gemtree Dynamo, going really well for the Riemann Kennel. Again, box 1 suits, just needs to get out, and I think it'll be a good value, about, I reckon, $4 or $5.
Yeah, looks a tough program, as we said. A lot of Victorians over for the weekend, and of course we race at Strathalbyn on Friday, one of their last few meetings for the season, forever, basically, Strathalbyn, as I'll be closing down, as we mentioned before, in October, and Gawler and Mount Gambier on Sunday. So again, another busy weekend of racing coming up, Sean.
Yeah, we go around and around. So there's certainly anyone who's interested in greyhound racing, particularly in the local scene, plenty of opportunities to get a bet on and find a winner.
The interview.
Today we have DRSA Strategic Projects Manager Scott Wilcatch on the phone, and you're on the line to discuss the exciting new Murray Bridge track, which is currently being developed. Welcome to the Dogcast, Scott.
G'day, guys.
Scott, welcome to the program. You've got all the information coming up in regards to the new Murray Bridge Greyhound track. I guess before we get right into it, a lot of the participants and a lot of people around the industry are asking, they're all excited about Murray Bridge, when it's going to happen, and how far are we away from racing at Murray Bridge?
Yeah, g'day, Tim. It's getting to that exciting stage of the project where it's really starting to look and feel like a proper finished greyhound facility. So we've been at it for about 12 months now, and the tracks are well formed. All the buildings are nearly ready for handover. We're almost ready to get the sand on the track, which I suppose is the big thing that you need before we start to get dogs racing there.
Scott, let's go back 12 months to 18 months ago. You're sitting in the office. Where's the idea come from to race at Murray Bridge? Obviously, there's so many different tracks or so many different towns we can race in. Who came up with the idea of Murray Bridge and how did it all come about?
Well, it's probably long before 12 to 18 months ago. You know, I first started at GRSA a little over 7 years ago, and having a one-turn track, not necessarily in the south, but somewhere in the state, was certainly on the agenda at that stage. So the origins of the idea for particularly the one-turn track, which is now turned into the two-turn track, are long before probably I started at GRSA. But I think once we started to investigate where the track would be located, we obviously have got a foothold in the north at Gawler, got our main track in Angle Park, and we've got Strathalbyn, which was clearly in need of either a revamp or a relocation. And I think the board's view was that, you know, we needed to have a foothold in the south as well. It was an area of growth. We had a lot of participants who reside sort of south of Adelaide. So I think once you work through it logically, you know, you needed somewhere south. And Murray Bridge is a great racing town, a racing community. So that's ultimately where the board settled on.
Scott, has the town got right behind the Murray Bridge track? If you spoke to many of the locals up there, are they right behind the new Greyhound track? Because, of course, the Thoroughbreds are building a track as well, and now the Greyhounds are. So it's all happening, so to speak, in Murray Bridge.
Yeah, we're certainly in a bit of a race to get dogs on the track, as the TRSA is to get horses on the track over at the new Murray Bridge track. Look, I think that it's probably still a little bit of unknown within the community. I think that GRSA, you know, is probably going to have to do a bit of work in you know, letting the community know that the track's there. So we'll probably get into some advertising and some community engagement in the next little bit to ensure that people are aware that it's there. But of the people that do, and councillors and the mayor, particularly Brenton Lewis, he's been great, and they are really looking forward to racing commencing in the short-term future. Yes.
I think it'll be exciting, Scott and Sean, that the straight track racing itself, I think we see a bit of it at Hillsville in Victoria. South Australia has never had one of these tracks before that I guess we've raced at with a TAB, you know, sort of circuit. I think it's exciting in that sense that because straight racing is fair racing, and the quickest dog normally wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's right, Tim. It's exciting times to have a dual complex as well. At the one venue. But straight track racing, we're very encouraged by what it'll offer. Hillsville's a good example in Victoria of what it offers and the support that it gets. Mm. So we think at Murray Bridge, and Scott can elaborate a little bit more, but straight track racing, we definitely think it's going to be progressive. And in South Australia, we like to be ahead of the curve with a lot of what we do. And I think through the efforts of Scott and this project, I think that we certainly can do that. And it's really exciting times for closer towards the end of this year. And Scott, is that what we're sort of looking at, towards the end of this year? We've seen some fantastic photos for our local participants go up onto our Facebook page, and we've got some great responses from them about it. Are you excited? And we're pretty close. Is it, you're getting nervous about it?
Yeah, I think once you get to this stage of the project, you start to work through the logistics, the operations of the venue, how things are going to come together when you've actually got dogs, trainers, and the public on the track. So it is a particularly nervous time because when things are wrong, they usually start to flush out now. And we've probably been pretty lucky. We had some great planning, and we've got some good experienced people on the project. So we're finding that you know, the things that we don't like, they're probably relatively easy to fix. So at the moment, we're making decisions about, you know, that fence is a bit close, we need to move that out, or, you know, the wash bays are a bit tight. So I'm certainly nervous, but I'm really confident. I go there every fortnight for our site meetings, and it's really exciting to see it all come together, particularly the last couple of weeks where activity on the site has really ramped up. And it's gone from being more a construction site to an actual racing facility. So still looking to be racing at the end of this year, hoping that I can get the go-ahead to start trialling dogs in November, probably at this stage. So it's not that far away, and the nervous part now is just making sure all our ducks are lined up so that we can we can commence operations.
And just on racing, Scott and Sean, at this stage, it's been tendered around that Murray Bridge will race every Sunday and every second Wednesday. Is that correct at this stage?
Yeah, that's what we went through a pretty extensive consultation process to try and flush out what the best timeframes were to race. And yeah, the board had confirmed at their last meeting that we were going to continue with the plan to race on the circle track every Sunday and every second Wednesday on the straight track. But I think that's probably something that we need to monitor ongoing. We need to see how nominations are, if straight track racing might be more popular than we expect, and we might need to schedule more of those. And in the first instance, we might only start racing on the circle track. So, you know, we need to watch this space a little bit, make sure that how we've programmed the meetings meets the needs of the participants. And if we need to make changes, we will.
Yeah, so it's basically a draft at this stage and we'll monitor it as we go, basically.
Yeah, that's right, Tim. As Scott said, we're not resistant to change. It's shown by how progressive we are as a state. Mm. And we'll look at that and look at nomination flow, scheduling, grading, and programming. It's going to be very important, and how all those fixtures go into place. But building a new track in that region, we can only see real positives, and we're just hopeful that we get the support, which I think we will, from across the state, because it's really exciting. Again, having another established venue that the industry owns is a fantastic achievement, and to have two tracks there gives us flexibility. At the moment, the flexibility around Angle Park and Gawler and Strath, if we're out of action, we've had some works done at Gawler in recent times and at Angle Park. We're very... we don't have those other alternates. So to have Murray Bridge there available, we can certainly, if we have to, race there, whether it be on the straight or the circle, as we need. So it certainly allows for that.
It's exciting times ahead, and we all look forward to it, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
The Flashback.
So we thought it'd be a great idea for the Dogcast to look back at some of the great moments and races here in South Australian greyhound racing. And with the Adelaide Cup just around the corner, we thought we'd look back over the next 3 weeks or so at some of the terrific wins of the Adelaide Cup in the past. And, of course, what better way to start than the cold hero Ernie Bungarro, who was brilliant in winning the 2013 Adelaide Cup, trained by Ken Gill, and he ran a sizzling time of 29.70. Here it is.
Bunny runs the Triple M Adelaide Cup final. We're ready, set, racing. Ernie Bungarro out deep, flies out. It's looking to find the lead. Tomac Bale's going to burn through. Real Buffett going to the first bend. Ernie got over. Tomac in a bit of bother. Ronan Izmir rails up. Behind those came Iona 7. Next is Kokoda Spirit. Then came Farmer Las Vegas. And back at the tail is Fire Tyson with Peter Rocket. It's Ernie Bungarro out by 4. Ronan Izmir doing the chasing. 3 away, Tomac Barrow. Straightening up though, it's Ernie Bungarro clear of Ronan Izmir. And there's nothing bung about this arrow. Ernie's a star. Ernie Bungarro beats Tomac Bale, Ronan Izmir, and behind those we've got either Iona 7 or Farmer Las Vegas.
And that is all we have for today. Thanks for listening to the first edition of the Dogcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. We've certainly had a great time putting it all together. Thanks to my co-hosts, Tim and Sean. Looking forward to seeing you all next week.